Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. Buckley Shoes has been fitting quality footwear for the entire family, generation after generation. Since 1894, Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. A Huron County man is moving forward or toward resolution in an embezzlement case. Charles F. Martin appeared in circuit court today, entering a no-contest plea to a felony charge of embezzlement as an agent or trustee. The charge stems from allegations that Martin, while in a position of authority at a business, took more than $1,000 over a period of time. Under the terms of the plea agreement, Martin will face a one-year delay of sentence if he successfully completes the terms, which include paying restitution. The conviction will be entered as a lesser embezzlement charge. The court has scheduled sentencing for September 14th. And the capital case against Aaron Matthew Laycock will proceed to trial as scheduled in Huron County Circuit Court today. Defense attorney Thomas D. Silver requested an adjournment, citing technical issues with case files and the need for an expert to analyze cell tower data. The prosecution opposed the delay, stating that they are prepared for trial and have already coordinated the attendance of numerous witnesses, including law enforcement officers. The court denied the request to postpone, citing strict time guidelines and a heavy caseload. The trial remains set for August 4th, with motion hearings adjourned for 1 week. The court also granted the defense permission to amend its expert witness list, provided it complies with court rules. When we come back from this Buckley Shoe sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Do you love a sidewalk sale? Hi, this is Greg from Buckley Shoes, and I'm here to tell you about our sidewalk sale. Shoes are put out on the sidewalk all summer long and into the fall. These are quality shoes that are marked down as much as 60%. We have men's and women's shoes and sandals that are put on these racks simply because there isn't enough room in the store. As we sell these shoes, new styles are put out on the rack weekly. Stop by often and see what we have in your size. Buckley Shoes in downtown Bad Axe.
When you think of sandals, you should think of Buckley Shoes. Hi, this is Greg from Buckley Shoes, and we have the pair of sandals you've been looking for. Tired of those flip-flops that hurt your feet? We have flip-flops from Olokai, UFOs, and Vionic that have excellent arch support and look great too. Buckley's has men's and women's sandals for all your summer fun. Keen, Merrill, SAS, Dansko, and Nayot are just a few of the brands we carry. Buckley Shoes is open 6 days a week in downtown Bad Axe.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, Jacob Adam Poink appeared in Huron County District Court before Judge Ferris to face a misdemeanor charge of larceny less than 200. The offense carries a maximum penalty of 93 days in jail and a fine of up to $500 or three times the value of the stolen property. A plea of not guilty was entered on behalf of Jacob, who is represented by court-appointed attorney Dallas Rooney. The court ordered the prosecutor to provide discovery and plea offers by August 3, 2026. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for August 27, 2026 at 10:30 p.m. Bond is set at $1,000, 10%, which has been posted with standard conditions. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. Buckley Shoes has been fitting quality footwear for the entire family, generation after generation. Since 1894, Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe.